Okay, I mean, TH, so we got the left and we got the right, and I mean, I grew up in the 60s, 70s when you were a leftist if you had some brain. The rightists, they were only interested in money and keeping things the way they were, with them in charge, basically. But now, we see that it has changed. I mean, we call ourselves progressive because, you know, not just being stuck in some whatever, but and against the Vietnam War and all that, you know, make peace, not make love, not war. But now the leftists are the worst warmongers, it seems, and causing a lot of problems. Now, I have a theory here. I mean, the ideas behind communism, socialism, that we kind of help, you know, all of us being solidarian towards each other and help the weak and take care, you know, that our societies good for everyone that lives in it, as opposed to, you know, the rich exploiting the poor. I mean, it's a very good idea, and I think at least when we were, you know, young, then that's what leftism was to us, and it's still what it is to me, but it's not what it became, right? It's not what it became in Soviet Union, it's not what it became in China, or here or there. I mean, there were some things good with it, some things not good. But there's one specific thing I want to look at here that while fighting for that, those obviously good ideals of making sure everyone, you know, this equality and all of that, if you want to try to artificially make everyone just the same and equal, that's of course not realistic because we are all different, but we have the same value, ultimately, as living beings who have the right to live our lives and not disturb each other and help each other, at least with the basics, so everyone can have something to eat and some place to live. So, but then, it became also a kind of, I would say, in a way, you know, the youthful naivety and extremeness that you often find in youth to break with everything, you know, you break with the older generation, you also break with religion, because of course religion was probably more than anything else used by the power players and for the colonialism and capitalism, you know, all of that, and imperialist. But then the mistake was to replace that with just plain materialism, a kind of even a kind of primitive materialism. So what happened was that the left movement, I mean, that's what I saw around me when I was young. It got into those two tracks. One was, you know, the political, fair, good society, and the other one was some kind of, how to say, well, you could say decadent lifestyle and culture and outlook on the world and life. Morality, what's that? Just do whatever you feel like, you know, and let it all hang out. So it became also a matter of kind of tearing down a whole structure of ethics and morality and this framework for that upheld a society. And I think that was the mistake, to dissolve that, because it really, then the societies wherein that went on started to crumble and wither down. And you see now criminality is increasing like anything. Yeah, decadent behavior, drugs and excessiveness, you know, sex and egocentricity, says all of those things. So I think that was a mistake. If you would have kept, you could say, a spiritual or non-materialistic idealist worldview behind it, then it could have worked out fine and still can.